won't deserve the clothes there from Robert Goulet, and from an album that's called Traveling on Robert Goulet on Tour, on the record Try to Remember. Just after 12:30 is the time. This is Paul Kramer on the Midnight Hour from Radio 270. Well, as you probably gathered, it's my very final Midnight Hour show on Radio 270. I go off tomorrow around about 4:00, and consequently don't have another chance in the evening. And what I am trying to do is to come back on the 14th, which is the following Monday. It's all very provisional at the moment, but I hope to come back around about the same time and just broadcast for a few hours until the close down, because I think and I feel I'd like to be here when the station does eventually close down on midnight on the 14th, which is unfortunately just Monday a week, so about 8 days left. Terrible thought, really, on the clock, but I'm sure you're going to have enough of that this coming week, so I won't really get you too upset about this at the moment. But just in case, anyhow, things don't work out as they should do, and I can't come back, I thought I'd like to thank you here and now, because I know the majority of you will be working tomorrow, and as I'm on between lunchtime, maybe you'll miss me, so I thought maybe now's the right time as any. What I don't really know what to say, to be quite honest, I suppose. You know, thank you for being a marvelous audience since I joined the boat, and it's been about 5 or 6 weeks, I think, something like that. No, it's not, it's been more, it's been over 2 months, it's about 9 or 10 weeks, that's right, 9 or 10 weeks that I've been on Radio 270, and, well, I've certainly enjoyed myself, I really have, and it's been a little experience. We've had our rough ups and downs and so on, I suppose we have with anyway, but it's been great fun, really, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And, well, I suppose you'll read all these things if you go and buy this new newspaper, which is coming out, called Sound. That's going to be out on the 11th of August. So, you know, you'll find out really all about myself. But just a little bit, I can tell you. I was born on April 4th, 1948, which, if maths are any good, and what it says on my birth certificate, makes me about 19 and a half years old. I reckon that's when I started. I think I still hold the claim of being the youngest person ever to be on commercial radio. I don't know if that's right, anyhow. Who's still in it now, shall we say. I think that's right. That's more correct. And while I worked on four stations altogether, counting this particular one, and lots of people say, well, why on earth do you bother doing it? I think the answer to that is the answer that why on earth do you bother to listen to us? And, if you say, well, we enjoy it, that's really, I suppose, my answer for saying, well, that's why I bother coming out. I mean, I'm no sailor, and when it does get rough out here, believe you me, well, I collapse just like any other person. But if that's what they say, well, we have to be on boats to broadcast, which to me is utterly absurd, but still, well, that's how it goes. And so I've done it because I've enjoyed doing what I wanted to do, and this, I feel, is something that I wanted to do. I'm only hoping now that, well, things will go right, and I shall continue broadcasting somewhere or another. I think I'll have to row out somewhere and keep rowing around in a little boat and broadcast. I think that's been done before. I might follow suit and see what happens. I might even go legit and defect over to BBC or something. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'd like to thank you for being a really marvelous audience, and the many hundreds of letters that you've written to me and the nice things that you've said. I'm awfully sorry about the photos. I know I'm very slow in replying, but you can't imagine when there are so many letters to answer. And I had an awful lot of backlog from the other stations that I worked on, but it just is taking a long, long time to plow through these. But believe you me, even when we close down, don't worry, I've still got your letters at home, and one by one they will get answered, I promise you, but just don't get too disappointed. I know there's quite a few letters, actually, that I had about 3 or 4 from them, and say, I keep on writing to you, and you never seem to answer. But I promise you, they will get answered. Give me about a month, I suppose, to get things sorted out, especially now time. Anyway, I don't really know what else to say. I thank you, and the fellows on board know how much I thank them, everyone concerned. I honestly don't really know what else to say. I'm awfully sorry that the station is going to close. I suppose that's only a natural thing that one would say. But this is truly in my heart. Unfortunately, I had the experience of closing down another station, that was Radio City, earlier this year. And that kind of choked me up, it really did, because it's my station to work for, and it's a shame really to see any station go off. And then last Saturday, We said goodbye to 355 and before that 390. To me, it really is a great shame that the heartbreak to see these stations go because, well, millions of people like listening to them. And unfortunately, this government just does not believe in it. It wants to become a police state and dictate to you. And you know by now, I'm not going to start lecturing you this or anyhow what you should do and what you shouldn't do and how you should vote and what party you should vote. I think you know by now. But as far as commercial radio is concerned, I think there's just one answer that it should come and it must come. And I don't think that what is it, about 30 million people are just going to let it rest. And I know lots and lots of societies like the Broadside and the Free Radio Movement and this other little organization which has collected over hundreds of thousands of signatures. That's the Commercial Radio Supporters Club of Hull. And they've done an awful lot of good for us. And of course, the Broadside now, having their long walk from Edinburgh to London, people just don't do this for fun. They're fighting for something which they believe in. I hope the majority of you as well won't just sit down and say, well, Fred next door is going to write in. It's up to you. I mean, if you're listening right now and you sort of enjoy the programs that you get on any independent station, not only this one, because, well, we believe in freedom, and nobody's saying, well, you've got to listen to 270, that's the only station. I mean, otherwise you might just as well listen to the BBC. I mean, if you want to listen to another station, well, you go ahead. But all we want to know is that we are here. And if you do fancy listening to us, well, that's great by us, of course. But that's for the 15th for that end. So, once again, I suppose I say thanks. And honestly, plans for the future, quite a few people have written to me and say, well, you know, what are you going to do? Be very honest with you, I just haven't the vaguest clue. I've got lots of ideas, but to be really frank, I haven't the honest, you know, idea. I always supposed that something might crop up, it did last time, but that was only enough for another independent station, and if they're all going to close down, I'm lumbered. And it's not a very sneaky way of asking for a job. I mean, it's just something that inevitably will happen. It's going to happen to an awful lot of disc jockeys, in fact, to everybody who's concerned with commercial radio, buying all the people who are working on Caroline. So that's how we go. So, I don't know what I shall do. I have a very big interest in films and so on, and, I got my fingers crossed on this motion picture, which maybe you heard me mention round about 2 weeks ago when Mr. Prouser came out and just had a very quick word with us. That's going to be called A Bird in the Bush, so if you ever see it one day up on your circuit, you'll know that, well, there's this poor old guy sitting behind the microphone at 270 that is responsible for it. It's finished the script, and we're just waiting for somebody to say, yes, he's going to back it, and that's it. We go ahead and we make our film. But that's about it, you know. Lots and lots of ideas, and lots of people suggesting going to other countries. It would be nice to stay at home, but if things come to the worst, well, that's it, you know, you pack your bags and you go off to a country where they do have commercial radio and they appreciate things like this, and, you know, you don't hobble around on boats, because let's face it, it's pretty farcical, really, when you think about stations on forts and boats and things like that. And let me just quote one thing to you, and I'll end it then, I promise. In Australia, and I have lots and lots of friends who are working on commercial radio in this country who come over from Australia just to see what the scene is like over here, like a lot of people travel to other countries. And there are Gary Stevens, you might have heard Gary, he used to broadcast on Radio England, the Radio City now. I met Gary last time, he's a heck of a nice person, and he told me there's literally thousands of stations in the States. But let's go back to Australia here, where they have 110 commercial stations. There is a government run, like we have the BBC, theirs is the ABC, pretty similar. And even though there is the ABC in, say, main town, they have something like 2 to 3 independent commercial radio stations there. They all fight for competition, and consequently you, the listener, benefits, because what happens is everybody wants to improve their programs, and only the best sort of disc jockeys and announcers survive. And so there's a constant battle, like we have on television, you know. They said the ITV channel would never succeed, and I mean, made right fools of them now, because it claims a larger audience than the BBC, and it's making money, if we don't have to pay for the ITV there. And, you know, I feel that, well, this is what will eventually happen. We can't be that backwards. I just cannot believe that this country and this government is so backwards to just ignore 30-odd million people's wishes. And let's face it, we're not doing any harm to anybody. And I don't think we offend anybody, we don't break any rules, and we stick to everything we're told to, and we've even offered, you know, every station's wish to become legalized and obeyed at anything that the government wanted. But there they go, they say no. BBC's got to be the monopoly, so I'm afraid that's from the 15th, well, It's good old auntie for you. I don't know what I would listen to. I'd probably listen to Europe Watch or something like that. Anyway, that's how it goes. Once again, thank you for being a marvelous audience. You really have done. And I shall miss you. I really shall. And, well, I hope some of you will continue writing to the office. I suppose the office will still be going. You can try it anyhow if you do. And, lots of people did on the other stations I worked with. In actual fact, in 2 weeks since I left Caroline North, I got 1,000 letters to answer. So it's kind of a lot there to answer. So you must appreciate the delay in writing back. But as I said, if you fancy writing at all, to find out what the disc jockeys have got up to, you know, in a couple of months' time, we'll feel free to do so. And I'm sure the office will only be too delighted to pass on all the messages. Once again, you know, from me anyhow, thank you a million. You probably hear it all again, and I hope I haven't bored you too much, but I just, you know, as it was the last midnight hour, and I thought, well, this is where I've got my peak audience. At least I think so. Hope no one switched off. I'll be most upset. And I thought, well, this is as good a time as any, as I say, because I don't know. I'll do my best to come back to you Monday a week between sometime, you know, 7 maybe, and close down. I might be around. But tomorrow, so many people do go off to work, and I should hate to miss you. Anyway, for me, I should miss you, and I hope you'll miss Radio 27. Don't forget, it's up to you. And you really can do something about it. Don't just sit down and let somebody else worry about it and say, well, it's up to them. If you want to do something, you'll have the station back sooner than you believe it. All right, then? Well, for me, anyhow, thanks so many for listening to me. I hope I haven't bored you too much.